God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. All right, Acts 15 is crazy. It's high and low. Maybe you feel sometimes like you're on a roller coaster, like some days are just primo, and some days are unbelievably bad. You know, we don't tend to remember the gray days. What I mean by gray is just the vanilla, ordinary, nothing happened today kind of days. What you remember are the highs and the lows. And that is exactly what you see in Paul's ministry and Barnabas' ministry in Acts 15. Let me give you just a sample, right? These are in two verses consecutively. This happened roughly the same time without a change of gears whatever. In Acts chapter 14, I should have said, I think I said 15, Acts 14, verse 18. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they, Paul and Barnabas, the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. Now, long story short, without getting into the story, is that they heard Paul's marvelous words, they saw his miraculous works that were the works of the risen Christ, and they said, these men are gods, little g gods. In fact, they attributed to them the identities of gods they already had, one of which was Mercury. Mercury was the god from which we get our name for the chemical that used to be in the old-fashioned thermometers. And Mercury, like the chemical, was up and down. He was fickle. He was not a god that could be pleased easily. And that's what they thought Paul was. Paul was anything but mercurial. He was not up and down. His circumstances were, but he was not. So they said, oh, Paul, he is amazing. He's a god. Reminds me of the Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 10, verse 26, where Cornelius bowed down and tried to worship, and he said, hey, get up. I'm a man just like you. So maybe you've had days where it went so well, so swimmingly fantastic, that you had to tell people, hey, get up, get up. No, I'm not a god. I'm just a person. Now, that may be an exaggeration, but I will say that it's not really humility when you tell people, no, I'm not a god, and you know, you're kind of magnanimous when everyone's being good to you. Humility is best shown when people treat you just like they take you for granted. They don't think you're a god. They think you're nothing. And you're gracious about that as well. So both our hardship and our successes test us as to our character and as to our mindset. So here they were. People wanted to say they were Mercury and that Paul was a little g god. Verse 19 is remarkable, Acts 14, 19, because there's no deep breath, there's no, but on the other hand, there's no transition whatever. Without missing a beat, the narrator says, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. What? I mean, shouldn't there be some kind of, now on the other hand, there came a day once upon a time, no, there's just, they worshiped him as a god, and yeah, the next, you know, they also stoned him and left him for dead. Same people, same time frame, no time to change your thinking about this. Paul was not a villain, neither was he Mercury. He wasn't up and down, and he wasn't a god. He wasn't mercurial. So what can you take from all this? What you can take from this is very important, because it may be that today is going to be a great day for you. It may be that today has been very bad for you. It may be that it's neither good nor bad. It's not memorable at all. But looking back, what you'll remember is the highs and the lows. And as you look at those, it's important that we neither get too high nor too low, but have some kind of perspective on our life. And here's where it is, verse 26. And thence Paul and Barnabas sailed to Antioch. Antioch was where they had been commissioned by the church. They were recognized by the church, the commissioning of God, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. Two things, God's grace and their faithfulness. They went back and they told this church that had sent them all that they rehearsed, all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is measure your day by your faithfulness and God's grace. You don't have to be great. You don't have to be talented. You don't have to be brilliant. You need to be faithful with the stewardship God has given you. And you need to recognize God's grace, God's supernatural enabling and power in your life. One more thing quickly, if I can. You may recall that before Paul was Paul and he was Saul, he was consenting to the death of Stephen. They stoned Stephen to death and laid their garments, the Bible says, with a young man named Saul, who later became Paul. Later, Paul himself was left for dead because people had stoned him. And if you look at Acts 16, you find that one of the disciples that was from this very area was a young man named Timothy. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is, as I've said before, God may be doing more through this day than he's doing in this day. You may think God's not doing anything today. Well, you don't know that, do you? Because you don't have the big picture. If you were God, you'd have the big picture, but you're not God, so you have to trust the one who is. So Stephen died and never saw Saul as the Apostle Paul. Paul was left for dead and had no idea that Timothy in that very city would perhaps he was at this event, I don't know, would become the disciple that he became. All that to say, you don't know what God is doing, so trust God and realize that God may be doing more through this day than he's doing in this day. Are you having a high? Are you having a low? Either way, measure your day by two things. Your faithfulness and God's grace.